Good morning. It's 10:32 a.m. Yeah, so I'm a little bit later this morning. But it's a beautiful morning. It's I waited for the temperature to come up. It's 48 degrees at 10:32 on Tuesday, January the 9th, 2018. Yes, okay, fine. Okay, fine, here we go. It's almost 50. It's 50 degrees. It's beautiful. There's a lot of blue sky. There's some scattered clouds. I'm out in a windbreaker and a sweatshirt. That's it. Well, my jeans, but... beautiful morning. 10:32. I should be back in time. Okay, don't worry about it. I got an 11 o'clock alarm and I gotta be back home for it. Well, here I am. The phone don't ring. I got a straight shot home. So yesterday was the best writing day for a long time. It wasn't great. It wasn't up to my normal standards, but it was better than I have been doing. I'm over 100,000 words. The ending, I think the ending is right around the corner here. Of course, that probably means another 50,000 words, but I don't care. As long as I get a good story out of it, that's what matters. And it will end too suddenly, and people will say, oh, well, he just got tired of writing it, and he rushed the ending. No. The story's over. The story ends. It's just the way it works. So yeah, I gotta get this one done. I got 2 weeks. I gotta go down to Colorado Springs to co-sign. I've got a lot of panels. I got that panel listing from them, who apparently survived her open heart surgery. She's alive and well and kicking, full of feist. One lone goose up there looking for a flock. Even if this is overheating. Walking in shade a little bit. I'll be walking in sunshine for the last half mile, so walk in the shade while I can, I guess. So yeah, I don't know what to talk about today. I've gone back to Penny Reed. And one of her, I don't remember which number it is, one of her Knitting in the City titles. Not one of the best books I think she's done, but it's not too bad. So I did my meditation this morning. I did my meditation last night. I got my writing in yesterday. I paid my taxes. I adulted good yesterday. I have one more adulting task. Two more adulting tasks. One, I have to find out how I'm supposed to set up my bill pay on my bank account so I can pay my Medicare from the checking account without having to write a check. And the other is I have to finish filling out the paperwork for my supplemental insurance. I don't think it's very much. I think it's just like a matter of 10 minutes. But I have to go find the forms because it's been so long since I put them down. I can't remember where I put them. Only first world problems today. Only first world problems. What to do. So I've been reading a lot. I've been thinking about Christine Catherine Rush's post about being overwhelmed by everything except writing. And the problem is that it pushes everything that I need for writing out of the way, pushes everything out of the way, including writing. There we go. I gotta do something with ham for dinner. I got half a ham. Half a leg. And I gotta use it up pretty quick because it's getting to be pretty old. Almost, I think I cooked it last Wednesday, so we called cooked ham. I had ham and eggs for breakfast this morning. Ham and eggs is not my favorite. I'm not sure quite why, but off we go. I'd probably do a ham and potato casserole. Scalloped potatoes with ham, yes. And some green beans, yes. That'd be fine. I have to start it early because I have to get the potatoes parboiled and then construct it, make a little bechamel to go in it. Put some cheese in the bechamel to make it a cheese sauce. And cook it. I need to get a thermometer, an instant read digital thermometer, so I can. I gotta try pizza again. I want to mention pizza. I got time. I do have time. I'll make one of the slow rising doughs, put it in the fridge. I'll have pizza tomorrow. Decisions, I'm telling you. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Pushing hard to get back. I'm not pushing hard, but I need to push harder. See if we can't tick this pace up just a bit. That's funny, last night I was sitting at my desk typing away and I looked at the clock and saw it was 7:30. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go for my walk. And then realized it was 7:30 at night, not 7:30 in the morning. My wife laughed at me. Well, she might. So I had a couple of pit markers, a fine point and a regular tip, both black, and they dried out almost instantly. I was like, oh, that's too bad. I heard about this trick, which I have used in the past to refurbish them by putting in a little alcohol. Apparently I put in too much alcohol because I went to write with them and all they did was drip alcohol on the page. Now it's possible to get the pliers and take the end off and pour the excess out. Maybe that would help. Or maybe I'll just say, I will let me go pick up a couple of new ones. Maybe I'll shift over to ballpoints because I really do like ballpoint pens. I mean, there's a certain... Having the pit markers makes a big difference in terms of line thickness and blackness on the page. But I bet if I got a ballpoint that had something other than a fine point tip on it, I bet it would be close. Stop leaning forward. Oh, God. I'm leaning forward. I looked at my shadow. My spine is way out of alignment. I'm leaning forward. I've got my head pushed forward. And it's not comfortable. The dead zone, the place where I walk and don't talk. Sun is out, the sky is blue. I'm breathing. Okay. I got a full belly. I got a really full belly. Because I ate breakfast, my wife got up. And she had to go to the doctor's this morning. She had to go to the dentist this morning and discovered she has some sort of odd sore on her gum. And she's going to go make an appointment with an oral surgeon to have it removed. But she was at the dentist at like 8 o'clock, so she had, she didn't get anything to eat yet. So I made her ham and eggs because I got to use up the ham. I'm trying to think what else I could use the ham for. It was a post New Year's sale on ham. So I got a small one, but it's still, with just the four of us, a small ham is still a lot of ham. And we've been eating everything but ham. I'd make a ham and bean stew, but my wife is having digestive issues and beans are not on her diet at the moment. There's a flag here, and it's stuck inside the sidewalk. It says street light is supposed to go in right there, which is weird. There are street lights across the street. I'm going to put one on this side. I'm not sure why. Ah, you could almost think it was spring, except that it's January 9th. There won't be anything left of thaw by for the February thaw. I guess it's a January thaw, isn't it? East Coast, West Coast are both getting hammered, and we're having beautiful weather. Okay. I suppose it's a nasty job that somebody has to do it, I guess. Coming up on the back gate here. Which is a good thing because I'm about done. Think about cold is that it makes you move faster. Think about heat is it slows you down. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Oh, under 19 minutes. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.